does an onen, someone whose close relative was just nifter and hasn't been buried yet, does such a person recite Tefillas HaDerech on the way to Kavura while he or she is still an onen? So the Gemara in Brachos writes that an onen is pater, is exempt from positive mitzvos. Rashi says the reason is because he's tarud, he's so busy focusing on the nifter that he cannot concentrate on the brachos. And this is a similar reason that the Rambam gives as well. Accordingly, based on that, Rashi is clear that an onen may make the brachos if he wants. In other words, if he can concentrate on both and he chooses to make the bracha, then he may. It was only a pitur, it was only an exemption if he was unable to concentrate or if he needs to focus, but if he wants to waive that, he may. Tosos disagrees, and based on the Yerushalmi, he says, no, the reason is why an onen is not able to make brachos is because it's kavod hames. It's an honor for the mace, for the avel, the onen, to be focused solely on the mace, and therefore the onen cannot, he's forbidden to make brachos even if he wants to do so. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosos that one may not recite brachos, but he does bring a heter that if others are dealing with the burial, then perhaps the onen may, ein mochen biado, we don't prevent an onen from making brachos if he wants. The Mishnah Berurah has all discussion where he concludes that nowadays it's better not to make any brachos in all situations, but he does note that if a cheder of kaddish is taking care of everything and the onen is not doing anything at all, then there's definitely room for it to allow him to make brachos. Now, if you look at Morning in Halacha by the Art Scroll, which is a translation primarily of Pnei Baruch on Avelis, he says that if the onen is going to escort the mace to the kavura, then he should not recite any brachos. But he notes that if it's totally out of his hand, the chaver kaddish is doing everything, maybe there's room to allow him to make brachos. Simply put, an onen nowadays does not make brachos. So now the question becomes: okay, so the onen is going on a plane, let's say to Eretz Yisrael with the mace. Does he say a tefillas haderech or not? Based on what we just said before, it seemingly should not. Now, the Mishnah Siyosef has a tshuva on this from 2002, where he writes that an onen on the plane is still involved in assuring that the mace mitzvah makes it into the hands of the chaver kaddish in Eretz Yisrael. Now, you know, when we gave a chabur at my house, people pointed out that that's not the mitzias. Baruch Hashem, I don't know the mitzias about that, but if the chaver kaddish in Eretz Yisrael takes the body from the airport and the onen does nothing, so then maybe this would have to be revisited. But Mishnah Yosef seems to say that the person is still involved, and therefore he is still an onen, and therefore he would be exempt and should not make tefillas haderech. But then he notes that practically speaking, you can't do anything for the mace on the plane because it's kind of like someone who's in jail. He's not an onen in jail, according to Yaridea, because if your person's in jail or the mace is in jail and there's nothing to do for the mace, so then you're not really an onen because you're not dealing with the kavur at all. So same thing on the plane, he writes sort of, Lieberman, you're not dealing with the mace because you can't get to the mace, you can't see the mace, and he writes that Reb Scheinberg concurred with this as well. Now, the exception would be if you're preparing the eulogy to speak at the Levaya, then maybe during that time you'd be putted from Tefillas HaDerech. However, otherwise, he writes, you should recite Tefillas HaDerech. And he brings additional reasons to recite Tefillas HaDerech, is that number one, it's just like Tehillah Mirlanis say in front of the mace, because it's for the mace. So too, Tefillas HaDerech is for the mace. Second, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that an onen is allowed to recite Hamapel on a plane, or at night, sorry, in general, at night, even wherever he is, because when he's going to sleep, he's not dealing with the mace. So too on the plane, he writes, you're going to say Hamapel if you're going to take a nap, the onen. And so therefore, so too, you could recite Tefillas HaDerech at that point as well. And third, writes Mishnah Yosef, Tefillas HaDerech is a tefillah which stems from tsar, which stems from sadness and pain that you have for, you know, the fear of being attacked on the road. And therefore, that an onen may recite that as well. Because even if an onen gets attacked by a robber, of course he's going to scream out and scream to Hashem. So too, Tefillas HaDerech as well. Now, at the end of a tshuva, Mishnah Yosef writes that 5 years later, in 2007, he retracted it when he learned that you could actually make phone calls from a plane, and there are cell phones, and every telephone has an ability. It costs money, but you can call from the plane. And therefore, he says, maybe you are really dealing with the mace, and therefore, you should not recite Tefillas HaDerech. Now, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa addresses this as well, and says, look, you need Shmira, and therefore, so presumably there is Tefillas HaDerech. But then he says, maybe you should say Tefillas HaDerech without a bracha and hear it from a friend instead. The Shevet HaLevi says it's really subjective. If you feel sakana, you should recite Tefillas HaDerech. If not, not. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yashav. Nitei Gavriel says some say you should say Tefillas HaDerech because it's Reya Mazle, it's a bad time for the Onen, specifically. If his mace just died, you don't want to risk sakanat situations. But then he says, well, Hashem is a scorn in the mace, so maybe you don't say Tefillas HaDerech. And therefore he also concludes, and this is the opinion of the Ishei Yisrael, it's better for an Onen on a plane to be Yotzei the Bracha from others that would solve all the problems. Rav Moshe Feinstein decided to say that there's no Tefillas HaDerech. Chaim Kanievsky as well seems to be in one place decided that it appears not, and one place it says you should recite Tefillas HaDerech. So the upshot is it's better definitely to hear Tefillas HaDerech from others, and that would be the best thing to do. Just one or two other small points is that you shouldn't say the psukim after Tefillas HaDerech, and you also shouldn't be somech the bracha to another bracha. We know you should really do a bracha smuch l'chaverta by Tefillas HaDerech, but most poskim say you should not say this other bracha like a brain of fashos while an onen, so that it's better that you just say Tefillas HaDerech.